You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
Apple's IDFA. Is it the end of the world as we know it? Maybe. Growth marketer, CEO, founder of Rocketship HQ weighs in, tells us what matters most. So stay tuned for this and more in episode 392.
Cracking the code on how you can drive business results and customer connection. Equipping you to acquire, engage, and retain customers, inspiring lasting loyalty across mobile, web, apps, and more. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Hosted by analyst, author, and top 30 mobile marketing influencer, Peggy Ann Sauls.
Thank you, Ricky. And thank you for joining Mobile Presence. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Sauls, mobile analyst, tech consultant, and founder of Mobile Groove. And today it's about, well, what can I say? It's the marketing apocalypse. It's the end of the world as we know it. Who knows what it is? That's what we're here to find out. What is IDFA? What does it mean? Is it great news for consumers because they're concerned about privacy and now they can opt in? Is it a game changer? Is it a nightmare? These are tough questions. We get straight answers here on Mobile Presence. And to tell you the truth, I'm just going to cut right to the chase here. When the news hit, I contacted our guest first thing, because if anybody knows what this means, he does, right? He has written some amazing must-read blogs, a blow-by-blow account of what all this means, and we'll give you those later in the show notes as well. He's connected with an impressive network of marketing experts who, like himself, are authorities on mobile and growth. So our guest today, a veteran growth consultant who's worked with a string of companies, now founder and CEO of Rocketship HQ. That's a top name agency that partners with fast-growing companies to help them grow faster. That's what it's all about. He's helping his clients hit their growth and profitability goals. He's here on Mobile Presence. Shamit Rao, host of Mobile User Acquisition Show, by the way, as well. So great having you here today.
Thank you for having me, Peggy. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You're always so plugged in, and you ask the you asked very, very good questions. So always an honor to be here with you.
Awesome. And you're also a host of your own show. We'll maybe riff about that a little bit later, because you're talking to mobile user mobile user experts on your mobile user acquisition show. I mean, when this hit, what did you do? Was it all of a sudden all of your guests and everybody you know just said, like, wow, you know, this is it. This is the apocalypse. Or what was the response there? Maybe you were even already doing your show when the news hit. What were you doing? It's like that shot heard around the world. We'll all remember it, I think.
Yeah, it's certainly a big milestone, right? And certainly it's the end of many things as we know it. However, I don't think the app economy is ending. It's just that we're going to be doing things differently. And there are certain parts of the ecosystem, MMPs, DSPs, basically everybody that has been reliant thus far on device graphs, which is basically based on the IDFA, they are going to have to basically adapt to the new way of doing things. And there may or may not be a place for all of them in the new paradigm come September.
So we'll start with that, because of course, you know, marketers will always find a workaround, right? But as you said, it's really about the MarTech, ad tech scene. And I was reading your blog earlier, and as I said, we'll get to that. We'll tell readers, listeners rather, how to check it out. But Thomas Petit, who has to be one of my favorites when it comes to just laying things on the line, you know, it's just, retargeting is going away. Mobile DSPs are done. It's over. If you were talking to the industry, would you agree with him? We'll talk about the marketers in a moment, but ad tech, MarTech, MMPs, is that done and dusted?
In their current form, yes, I think they're done and dusted. And we, you know, we can talk about each of those components separately, because they're all very different. I would say MMPs in their current form are done and dusted. Mm-hmm. Some of them have spoken about how they can be intermediaries with SK Ad Network, which is Apple's replacement for MMPs, which is Apple's attribution solution, mm-hmm. which may very well happen. It's just that they're not going to be anywhere as valuable as they are in the current paradigm, where they are basically the storekeepers and custodians of user level data. Yeah.
So basically, that's done for them. We won't have the single source of truth, as they like to say, like they like to call the data they're providing. So marketers are going to have to fill in the blanks, fill in the gaps. We'll get to some of the impact on strategy. I just want to understand on the business. First of all, when do you think it's going to be important? When should a marketer start to think about workarounds and ways to navigate this? Is this something that they have to put at the top of their agenda now? Because again, you know, it's just a few weeks ago that it was announced. Or is it something that it's like, okay, it's coming, but not right now. I can deal with other problems first. How immediate is this?
I would say it is pretty mission critical, considering the changes will come around in September. I would say if a marketer is real, I mean, the vast majority of people we advise, I have been advising them to learn and keep their eyes and ears open at this point of time, not necessarily make decisions, because I don't think parts of the MarTech infrastructure are ready for decisions yet. I would say keep eyes and ears open, see what happens in September, but start preparing now.
Mm-hmm. It could be a show probably all its own, you know, all alone by itself, you know, how do I prepare? What do I need to do?
Yeah.
But let's try this. Let's first start by being entirely on the same page, Shamat, about what you think the biggest impact here is for mobile marketers. We talked about the ecosystem, you know, they'll have to think of a different game, particularly MMPs. Yeah. Marketers, is it just a matter of adapting and maybe focusing on a different aspect of marketing, you know, maybe retargeting is out the window, I don't know. So let's start with what they need to focus on. What is the impact first? What is the most important impact of IDFA on their business right now?
Yeah, the primary impact is that a lot of targeting capabilities that had worked in the past will not work in the future, which means on Facebook, you could run lookalikes based on purchases that were passed via the IDFAs. You could build value-based lookalikes, which were, you know, or optimized for value, which basically picked up the amount of transaction or which would optimize for high revenue users, because Facebook would know who the high revenue users are. That will no longer be possible in the future. So, it's just going to be hard for everybody to attain the results they're attaining now. Right? If you're getting X percent ROAS by 7 days, it might just end up being X by two, come September. So I think what they can and should do is just have scenario plans for a short-term decline. Eventually, medium to long-term, things will shake out, because this is going to impact all app developers. This is going to impact everybody. So, you know, there's going to be some amount of level setting that's going to happen over a 3-5 month period. But the immediate short-term impact is going to be performance is going to suffer, because you cannot find high value users on Facebook, on DSPs. So your numbers are just going to look worse.
Mm-hmm. But as you said, I mean, that is a plus in a way, you know, it hits everyone the same way. It reminds me of these movies that you watch, you know, these horror movies or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I do in my spare time. Yes. You know, where you have the protagonist, but someone knocks out the lights, everyone's in the dark. Right. So no one has the advantage. Yeah. And that's a little bit what this is like. Right. This is Silence of the Lambs meets marketing, maybe. What are you telling your clients? Because you are very focused on growth and you're very good at what you do. I follow your work. I have high regard for it. Is there a shortcut? Is there something that marketers can be doing that is going to help them maybe weather this a bit better? We're all going to be in the dark for a while. We're not going to be able to optimize for a while, but maybe there's something you're telling them, some sort of quick fix.
Yeah, right. So again, to the extent that they can mitigate some of the impact, there are a couple of things that I do recommend that they do. One is to continue to focus on collecting emails, email IDs, if they aren't already doing that. Because if they don't have email IDs, they have just no way to identify who their users are. And obviously, that can happen via a login screen or a Facebook Connect or Facebook opt-in. So I think that will, at the very least, help them have a different identifier to for them to build lookalikes off, or just even identify who their best users are.
Okay, so we got email there. I do have to go to break, but that's good. We have a cliffhanger. We continue the drama of this show, Shamat, because, you know, we asked, is it the end of the world as we know it? And now, listeners, you have to come back and hear about two more things you can do, two more shortcuts from Shamat, but don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we're back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz. We have Shamat Rao, host of the Mobile User Acquisition Show, and also an amazing growth consultant, and giving us the inside track on what you can do to make the best of IDFA. Right before the break, we stopped at number one. We've got number two and three, and we've got a captive audience, Shamat. So what else beyond capturing data from emails can marketers do?
Because of the way, because getting lookalikes or more precise targeting is going to be extremely challenging without IDFAs in the future, I expect that the campaign construction will look more like Google UAC, where basically you upload creatives and let Google do its thing. I would anticipate that really Facebook might just take all targeting levers away, and then it just, you basically, you, the only lever left to you is creative. Really just be prepared for a more creative focused marketing operation than you have right now. So that's number two in terms of what the future could look like and what I recommend people do. Number three is also because of the way SK Ad Network is configured. I won't go into too much into the weeds, but there's one conversion that can be tracked on SK Ad Network, and really there's a timer that resets every 24 hours after a conversion happens. Essentially what that means for marketers is that they have, if they need to track a conversion on SK Ad Network, that conversion ideally has to happen within 24 hours, within 24 hours of an install. If that doesn't happen, then they just get an install ping and, you know, they do not get a conversion. And that's a huge change compared to how things stand right now. Because right now, you know, if somebody makes a purchase 3 days after install, it gets picked up, but under SKI network, anything over 24 hours just goes out the window. So something that marketers can do is to make sure their early monetization is as front-loaded as possible, which unfortunately could also, for some products, result in just not very good user experience, but that such it is. But broadly, if they, you know, I do recommend that they think about front-loading their monetization, at least to make the most of SKI network as it stands right now.
Mm-hmm. That's a very interesting point. I wasn't aware of that, but if you think about it, that's going to be really tough because I've looked at the research. I look at liftoff reports quite a lot. For example, they always show the time to first action, and it's sometimes for some apps it's under 24 hours, but in many, many cases you think about it, you don't jump on it right away. So that's really going to make that extremely difficult. So what about the importance of other means of engagement and sort of continue?
Lo sabe que entre más opciones tengan los pros, mejores son las posibilidades para sus clientes. Por eso hemos tenido en cuenta los pros como tú, para crear la mejor exhibición con una gran variedad de marcas exclusivas de alfombra Stainmaster, pisos de vinilo Pro Core Plus y pisos laminados Pergo. Aprovecha grandes cantidades de los artículos que necesitas y a buenos precios cada día. Otra razón más por la que Lowe's es el nuevo hogar de los pros.
Continuing that interaction, because it's not going to be just like, hey, I've got the app, I'm doing stuff. It's going to be sort of more, I don't know, for lack of a better word, nurturing. And I'm hearing some thoughts out there. Maybe it's because they're from companies that do engagement, who knows? But they're saying, you know, that it's going to be more about engagement than activation. What do you say to that?
At the aggregate level, it's not going to be impacted nearly as much. The re-engagement is not going to be impacted nearly as much because it's not reliant on, to my limited understanding, it's not reliant as much on user values. You're not necessarily, you know, to the extent that you're like, oh, this one user made $200 purchases, I'm going to bring them back. That typically doesn't happen with emails and push notifications, at least in my experience. So, and my understanding is that a lot of reactivation and re-engagement happens at an aggregate level. So I don't see that being impacted nearly as much. However, I think something you did touch upon, which is retargeting, which is paid retargeting, that can and will definitely be impacted just because that happens primarily at the user level, right? You're basically saying, oh, this user paid $200 in the past. I will pay $100 to acquire them. That's no longer going to be possible, but again, if you're sending out emails, you say, well, these are the users, these are the top 1,000 users who are the most valuable. I don't need to know who they specifically are. I'll send emails to these guys. And I think that may still be possible.
So if I want to just translate that for a moment to what I'm trying to understand is, paid retargeting, I get it. That's not going to happen. But other types of retargeting, it's almost going to like force mobile marketers to get rid of that prefix in a way. You know, I try not to even say mobile marketer anymore because you are sort of de facto multi-channel. You know, you are looking at email. Mm-hmm. You are looking at other ways to engage. You should be, period, no matter how great your mobile app is. So this is going to decrease paid retargeting, maybe increase efforts and focus on other ways to win back users or to keep them engaged. You know, you just don't want to lose them in the first place because paid retargeting isn't going to work to get them back.
Yeah. Right. And I certainly would agree with that assessment just because I do think companies will focus harder on re-engaging their existing users because acquisition, at least in the short term, is going to be much more challenging. And eventually, you know, things will probably settle down.
What are you seeing? Because you've seen a lot and you're talking to so many people. I'm just curious, you know, just for a little bit of fun, maybe, the most outrageous reaction you've heard to IDFA, or maybe the most interesting or humorous. I mean, I've gone through a couple, you've documented a couple, you're talking to a lot of people. I mean, is it really like the sky is falling down out there, or are people measured in how they are reacting?
So I think the most common reaction is the sky's falling down, the end is near. I don't fully subscribe to that, just because I think a certain way of doing things is going to go away. It doesn't mean the app economy is. So I would say a lot of statements tend to be somewhat panic driven. And I think this is an opportunity, just because apps are not going away. Mm. We are all going to have to reinvent and change the way we do things. And I think that's certainly an opportunity for all very, very many parts of the mobile app ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. How about yourself? I mean, just in a few words, I mean, you have a consultancy. You are helping companies grow, hit their targets. Yes, it's very UA focused, but probably you're also going to be looking more at creatives and creative ways to help your clients. How are you going to shift what you offer?
Yeah, you know, at this point of time, I think we are primarily watching and learning. And I will say, anybody who says they have perfect answers to what exactly they will do in September, I think they're being disingenuous. So I would say at this point, we are watching and learning, but we have hypotheses for things that we can and should, we can consider doing, some of which I talked about, focus more on collecting emails and building up a store of first-party data, basically. Mm-hmm. Right? You know, focus more on creators, assume that is the only lever available to you. What would we do if creator was the only lever available to us? Right. And really continue to talk to people and learn and get a very, very good sense of what might happen. Understand the intricacies of SCAD networks, SCAD network. It's not very complicated. It's not rocket science, but that's what everyone's going to have to work with and deal with. So that's something that I'm spending significant amounts of time understanding the nuances of. Yeah, so that's what we are doing. I don't think any of that translates into a concrete strategic plan for September, I would say. Like I said, I don't think anybody has that fleshed out just now.
Well, I have to say, a great segue, right? Because you say talk to the industry, talk to people, learn from them. That's why we have you on my show. But we do have to go to break a final time, Shamant. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
And we are back at Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz. As always, Shamat Rao is our guest today, founder, CEO of Rocketship HQ, and talking about IDFA. Is it as bad as it sounds? Maybe not. We've heard a lot from you, Shamat, but there's another sort of drama going on here, and I'd just love to have you weigh in on this because, you know, if you're in the industry as we are, you just sort of love these rivalries and these stories. You know, what is going on here? Is there a war between Apple and Facebook? It's almost like something you could see in Star Wars. You know, is the Force going to be disrupted or something? Planets exploding. Somebody's up to something. You can almost feel that someone at Apple was looking at Facebook's bottom line and said, you know what? We ought to be in on this because that's certainly what it seems. Yeah. But what do you think?
So, yes, obviously, a lot of Facebook's revenue is from advertising. I think the last I checked, it's north of 97-98% is from advertising. What's also true is Apple's services revenue has been growing in the last couple of years, and they need to make sure to sustain that. So when I say services, that's the App Store revenue, and it wouldn't surprise me if they're looking at Facebook and they're saying, "Wow, this is really something that we could burrow into to buttress our services revenue." That's certainly something that very well could have happened, just because Apple needs to grow its services revenue. Apple's hardware revenue, which is way, way more substantial. I think it's $250 something billion. Whereas I believe the services revenue is much, much smaller. It's harder to grow. This hardware revenue is harder to grow. Services revenue, they see it as being having more upside. I will also say the other part of this dynamic is that Apple does not have a good track record of producing good ad tech. I used iAd, which is their advertising offering in 2013, 2014. It was terrible. Apple Search is very rudimentary. It works because there's no people don't have alternatives, but it's very rudimentary compared to nearly every other ad tech product I've used. So I don't know how well Apple can really build something to supplant Facebook or take away Facebook's revenues. But certainly I think this dynamic is fairly critical to what is happening lately.
Yeah, that was my feeling too. I remember iAd, and I remember the blogs and it was substandard. And then everyone talking about Apple Search ads. I mean, you just have to go over to a place like Mobile Dev Memo and just ask someone to weigh in, and it's not positive. So that could very well be it. What about Google? It seems to be on the sidelines, sort of, you know, Google at UAC. I remember people complaining about that too, but we all did fine. Is it something where it's one to watch? There's going to be something changing in how Google does advertising. Have you given any thought to that, Shamat? Because, of course, you are a veteran, been there, done that. What are you thinking?
Yeah, Google has been a follower in terms of privacy, right? So when Apple did the Lab Zero, which, you know, for those who aren't familiar, about two-ish years ago, Apple said, oh, we will let users say, we don't want to be tracked, and their IDFA is going to show as zero. Google followed a couple of months later. Google's been a follower. So I wouldn't be surprised if Google went down this path in a couple of months or a year from now. I would also say Google, because of the way UAC is structured right now, they're less reliant on IDFAs for targeting, but they can for direct targeting. You don't have anything like a lookalike, but certainly for in terms of their performance for their ROAS targeting or even event optimization, it's not going to. They're going to be very in a very similar boat as Facebook. So I would say they will be impacted. I would say to a marginally lesser extent because they don't have anything like lookalikes right now.
So really, it's up to the marketer, probably up to you because you'll be working with them, helping them. And I'm sure that our listeners are going to want to keep up to date with you, you know, maybe check out your blogs, check out your company. What's the best place, Shamat? Because you're all over the place, actually. But if I want to get in touch with you, maybe even say, hey, you know, I would like your services. How would I do that? Yeah. Where would I go? And where would I get the best view of, you know, your vast insights?
Yeah, you know, thank you for the kind words, Peggy. And the vast insights really are from the people we talk to. So this, you know, on the mobile user acquisition show, it's a mouthful, but hopefully it's somewhat intuitive. Mobileuseracquisitionshow.com. Go there. And, you know, we have quite a few episodes lately on what's unfolding with the IDFA. We had something today on how IDFA is impacting the programmatic space. So I think that's the best place to follow really mobile user acquisition insights, mobile growth insights, more from our guests than from myself. You know, and of course, if they want to check out what we do, go to rocketshiphq.com. We have an post IDFA reading list up there. I'll have an updated version up potentially by later this week. So definitely that's where they can find out more about how we work and what we do, which could look very, very different in a couple of months. So yeah, we are preparing to change our website.
Well, that's interesting. Maybe I'll have you back. In fact, I will have you back, Shamat, because as you're changing, I think that's important because that means the market is changing. And of course, we have to keep everyone up to date on what's going on there. You're a great source of information for that. Thanks you so much for being on this show today and for sharing what you're hearing and what you're seeing out there. Great to have you.
Absolutely, Peggy. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Honored to be on your show.
Thank you. And listeners, if you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy. Peggy@mobilegroove.com is where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services and tons of articles about the app industry. You can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
There's never a good time for your furnace or air conditioner to stop working, but we're honored that for the past 100 years, Atlas Butler customers have relied on us the night before Thanksgiving, the day before their wedding, and even Christmas morning for fast, convenient service. Your trust means everything. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.